Hey guys, welcome to episode number 14 of the Miles Fit Transformation Podcast, an audio experience dedicated to your transformation on all levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and energetically. I'm Miles Kroll, your host, as well as the owner and founder of the Miles Fit Montreal Private Personal Training Studio. Today, in this episode, I go into key pillars and elements of how to change your life and get what you want. There are many key components that need to be explored to be able to shift your current life circumstances and push you on a trajectory from where you are to where you want to be. Listen up and listen in. Hey guys, it's Miles from Miles Fit, Montreal's number one private personal training studio. Today, I want to talk about something non-fitness related. I'm in the business of transformation and transforming lives. And that means looking at the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, and the energetic. So today, I really want to talk about how to get what you want. So many of us in life have goals that are fleeting. We have these ideas of something that we want, something that we want to do, yet we never really take action on any of those things. And life goes on and life goes by, and the days pass by, the weeks pass by, the months pass by, and we kind of end up in the same spot on the road of broken dreams. So I really wanted to do this video to talk about how to get what you really want. What's the game plan? How do you set it up? And how do you set yourself up for success to actually get to where you want to be? So number one, and it's quite obvious, you gotta have a goal. You gotta have an intention. You gotta set something in your mind and in your heart that you really and genuinely want. So many of us walk around without a clear and concrete idea as to what we really want in our lives. And because of this, we don't get what we want, because clarity is power. You have to have a clear vision and a clear intention in your mind and heart to be able to align yourself fully and completely to get to where you really want to go. So setting a goal, setting an intention is absolutely key, 100%. So if right now you don't know what it is you want, step number one, define that which you want. Go deep within. What are you passionate about? Why are you passionate about that? What lights you up? What pumps you up? What motivates you and pushes you? These are the type of things you really need to explore. And these are the type of questions that we're not exploring as human beings because we get caught up in the day-to-day, in the routines and the rituals of the things that disempower us as well as don't truly fulfill us. The daily grind, the hamster wheel, the day in, day out, the same thing over and over again. It's time now to put your foot down, reinvent yourself, redefine your life, and really focus on what you want. So, number one, how to get what you want? Set a goal, have an intention. If you don't have one, sit with yourself, contemplate things, go deep within and find what you truly want. Now, if you know what you want, great news, step one is done. But you want to tailor and tweak things and go a little bit deeper. If you know what you want, I encourage and urge you to get laser specific with what you want. So you might have a general idea. For example, if you want to lose weight, you might have the idea that I want to lose some weight. That's great, but you got to get specific, really specific. How much weight do you want to lose? Okay, you have to really quantify it. Why do you want to lose that weight? Your why is huge. Your why will drive your how. The why behind your goals is just as important as the goals themselves. You have to have strong enough reasons and strong enough whys that will push you towards your goals, especially when times get tough. Because when times get tough, it's very easy to give up. It's so easy to give up when times get tough. But when you have those strong reasons and those strong whys, those will be the glue that hold you together on the trajectory from where you are to where you want to be. That glue binds everything together. So if you have goals and you don't have whys, you don't have reasons, you have a stool seat without legs supporting the structure. Okay, so if you have those goals, you gotta have your reasons why. In addition to that, like I said, you gotta be specific. You gotta know what it is exactly that you want to the letter. In addition to that, you gotta put a timeline attached to it. You gotta put some pressure on. I wanna achieve this specifically for this reason by this specific time. That's what you gotta do when you're setting up your goals. So how to get what you want? Step one, your goals. That's what I just went over. Know what they are, concretely define them and specifically, have a timeline, know your whys, and then you're ready to go with that step. Then you can move on to number two. And step number two is really to take action. Step number two is to take action. So a lot of people, they get in their head, they set intentions, they set goals, they even get specific, have good reasons why, and have kind of a game plan, but don't take any action. This is a huge problem. You're not gonna get anywhere if you don't take action. You have to be able to move in a direction. Thoughts are nice and they're the gateway to action, but they're not guaranteed action. You gotta move yourself. You gotta put in the energy. You gotta put in the time. You gotta make things happen. So guys, if you set those goals, phenomenal. Step one is done. But number two, you gotta move. You gotta take action. And the way that you take action, there's a couple hacks and a couple things you can do. Number one, surround yourself with great people. You are the average of the five people you spend time with. Through osmosis, it determines and dictates what you do or don't do. So if you have these audacious goals, you have these big goals that you want to achieve, you have to surround yourself with great people who hold you to a higher standard, who push you to become more, so that you grow and evolve and move towards these goals that you set for yourself. So having that key core environment is pivotal to be able to move you from where you are to where you want to be. So environment is key in determining action. Another thing you want to do to optimize and ensure that you take action is prime your environment. So for example, if you want to lose weight and you want to cut out junk food, get that stuff out of your house. Totally detoxify it. Change your physical environment. If junk food is no longer in your presence, the likelihood of consuming junk food is going to be much, much lower. So set your environment up. That's the environment where you live, your environment at work, the environment of the people you spend time with. And then pretty much you got to generate some momentum and you got to generate some motivation. And that really comes, again, going back to goal setting, having those key whys. The whys really drive you to have some motivation. The whys drive you to generate that momentum to be able to consistently take action, to be able to move to where you want to go. The third pillar and component to be able to really make it happen and get what you want, time. You must put in the time. So the third step to get what you really want is time. You set the goals, you set your intentions, you know the why, okay? You have a game plan, and then in addition to that, you basically take action. You take action daily, which is key. You gotta be consistent with your action. And then finally, you allow time to come into the equation. So if you take action consistently enough, and you do so for long enough with time, you will get to where you wanna be. But you gotta be patient. Patience is something we're lacking in our society today. We live in a nanosecond culture where we expect everything now or yesterday, and not being patient causes so many problems, because when we don't have what we want quickly, because we're not patient, we give up. We throw in the towel. We stop doing what was actually working, and that's a problem and that's a challenge. So guys, if you want to get what you want, number one, set a goal or multiple goals. Have that intention in your mind and in your heart. Be specific about it. Know your whys. Have a game plan, have an action plan. Number two, take action consistently and frequently. Surround yourself with amazing people who support you and hold you to a higher standard. And number three, baby, time. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. You put in that work consistently, day in, day out, week after week, month after month, year after year, you will reach your goals. I promise you. You just got to put in that time. So guys, hopefully you enjoyed these tips. Please comment down below with your thoughts. Thanks for tuning in. Miles from Miles Fit, Montreal's number one private personal training studio. If you want more great content about health, fitness, nutrition, transformation, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and energetically, find Miles Fit on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Snapchat, on YouTube, on Twitter, on LinkedIn. We're all over the place, people, transforming lives, because that's our mission, and our vision is to make the world a better place. Guys, have an awesome day. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, peace and love. Namaste, guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.